Now, if you're Lester, this is the guy you want. You got a right-handed hitter, Teoscar Hernandez on deck. Rasmus, only left-handed hitter in the lineup.
Now the fans are up. Three balls and two strikes. Base hit, scores two. 3-2. On the inside corner, strike three. That'll do it for the Astros. An inside cutter froze Kobe Rasmus, and the Astros strand two in scoring position. We'll go to the eighth. The Cubs lead the Astros 2-0.
Welcome to another Astros podcast.
And now the final hope for the Astros is a guy who's pretty familiar with Chapman, Yuli Gurriel. Two of these, Chapman and Gurriel, Cuban defectors. They were teammates on the Cuban national team. Gurriel's 2-for-3 today. A couple of singles. First pitch, and Gurriel drives it deep to right center. Looping over is Fowler. He's there, makes the catch, and that is the ball game. The Chicago Cubs take game one of this three-game series, shutting out the Houston Astros 2-0.
Welcome back. Robert Ford joined by Astros pitching coach Brent Strom. And the Astros got a really strong starting pitching performance yesterday from Joe Musgrove. Saw him go six innings, gave up just the two-run home run to Chris Bryant. Unfortunately, that was enough to get him the loss. And we've seen Musgrove, you know, growing and learning here at the big league level. What did you see yesterday that you really liked from him?
Well, obviously, you know, it was a lot of energy in the stadium last night, and we needed a starting pitcher to step forward. Our bullpen's been beleaguered, been taxed a great deal. They've done a great job. It's not a question of anybody not giving full effort. I think what Joe did last night was he attacked, followed the plan pretty well. Unfortunately, Chris Bryant got underneath a slider, was able to lift it into the Crawford seats, and that was a game. I think the walks hurt Joe a little bit, but that's a case of I give him a pass. He's a young rookie pitching to the best team in baseball right now and trying to add a little bit at times, but very, very pleased with his progress and where he's come.
When we've seen Musgrove struggle, what is there anything in particular that's a common theme? What do you see when he has the outings in which the numbers aren't quite as good?
Well, I think to the astute fan, if he's watching, if you see a lot of breaking balls, especially that stay middle end to his arm side, and that's a case of him trying a little too hard. The front side opens up prematurely, trying to throw the ball extra hard, especially the slider, and that's when the ball stays middle end because he generally has very good control of his breaking stuff. I thought last night, as opposed to his previous game, he used his changeup enough to help warrant things, and he's still developing as a pitcher. He started to break out a cutter a little bit. He got a strikeout on Zobrist last night with a cutter, and I showed it to him about a week ago, and he's not afraid to take it into the game. So that shows me a guy that's strong-willed and willing to make the necessary changes to stay at this level.
With, you mentioned the bullpen had been taxed so much. It was the first time in nine games yesterday the Astros had gotten a quality start. How do you and A.J. Hinch try and get through that? I mean, obviously it's a little easier with the expanded rosters, but it can be tough when you have a stretch like the Astros just had where your starters aren't getting deep into games.
Well, you know, I thought to myself, and I told CB this, my bullpen coach, thank God this didn't happen in June.
Yeah.
You know, where we only had the seven or eight relievers because it would have been really tough. Especially when we have some specialists out there that are basically one-inning guys that pitch to win games, and we have our long guys, and you always are afraid not having the long guy in the game, somebody to pick up the starter in case he scuffles a little bit. The expanded roster has helped some, but, you know, we still need to – having numbers out there doesn't do us any good unless we get some quality outings from them because we're still in this thing. We're trying to win. So it's the quality over the quantity that's most important for me, and we'll pick and choose our guys and try and put them in the right spots.
You have Colin McHugh pitching today, and McHugh obviously one of the mainstays in this rotation the last couple of years. Of course, won 19 games last year. You get to the stretch run here, guys get fatigued. You know, the trying to get through the regular season. What do you want to see from McHugh today?
Well, I think what I want to see is I think he and Doug Pfister and a couple of their starters, I think they're angry right now with the way things are going about themselves and what's happening. And I think you'll see a real positive outing from him today. I think they're motivated. They know this is not them. They're a little frustrated and disappointed in their performance. And I think they want to pick it up and see what we can do these last 20-odd games. And so I see a very aggressive McHugh today. I see obviously the high energy helps Maybe we can quiet some of those people that wear blue in this stadium. You know, it gets a little disconcerting. It reminds me my last stint here in the Astrodome when we played the Braves, and the Braves would come in and half the stadium would be for them. It's a little disconcerting for you as a home guy, but hopefully we can keep them quiet and get this Cub Nation off our back a little bit.
Brent Strom, Astros pitching coach, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
Back with more of Astro Launch right after this.
The following minute of Astros history featuring Larry Durker is brought to you by Minute Maid. Minute Maid, put good in, get good out. Here's Dirk.
On this day in 1980, the Astros and Dodgers were tied for first in the NL West, and what a game they played in the Dome. The Dodgers got to Nolan Ryan for single markers in the first three innings. Jose Cruz singled and scored in the fifth and again in the seventh to tie the game. The Dodgers scored twice in the 11th to take the lead, but the Astros scored a pair in the bottom of that frame to tie it again. In the bottom of the 12th, J.O. Cruz hit a walk-off homer as the crowd chanted, "Cruz!" In the history of the Astros, only Craig Biggio played as well for as long as Jose Cruz. This was just one of his six career walk-off homers. He hit two off-Cy Young Award winners and also beat Goose Gossage, Raleigh Eastwick, and Dennis Eckersley.
Thanks, Dirk. Minute Maid believes that whether it's families or juice, when you put good in, you get good out. That's why you can count on Minute Maid to deliver delicious, refreshing goodness in every sip. Minute Maid, put good in, get good out.
Welcome back to Astro Launch, everybody. This is Steve Sparks, and I have the manager of the Chicago Cubs, Manager of the Year three times, including last year, Joe Maddon. And first of all, Joe, welcome back to Houston.
It's always great to be here. One of the best ballparks in all Major League Baseball. We have the best at Wrigley, but this is a top five right here, I believe.
So Wrigley's the best now?
Oh, absolutely, it's the best.
I used to say it was Tropicana Field.
Of course I did. I got to go to Wrigley for the first time a couple years ago with the Rays. Mm-hmm. 2014 was my first trip ever to Wrigley.
Really?
Put my bags down. I got in the ballpark, put my bags down in that little cubbyhole clubhouse, and we went directly down to the field.
Yeah.
And I looked out of the dugout, was not disappointed. I could not believe I was in baseball heaven. And then, who knows, months later, I get this opportunity to work for the Cubs. It was unbelievable. But on a nightly basis, man, nothing rocks like that place.
I want to ask you just a couple questions, sure. Joe. One of the questions is, going from a small market team to a bigger market team, and obviously, the resources are there with this team. What's the biggest difference that you've seen?
More people are watching.
Yeah.
You know, I really, you know me, and I've from my perspective, I don't think I've changed anything that I've done personally regarding managing and talking to people, et cetera. I just think more people are watching. There's more attention. There's no question about that. We're playing at noon today. Okay.
Does that make you sharper?
No, that makes me upset. I really don't like the short nights that much, but there's a lot of attention focused on us. A lot of, you know, we're on TV a lot more, different times, awkward times.
Yeah.
Those are the kind of things that are different. Otherwise, man, here's the thing. You drive from where I live down Clark to the ballpark.
Uh-huh.
A little bit different. I'm in a big city. Wow. There's more traffic. There's more hustle and bustle.
You like that.
I love it. But the moment you walk in the door of the ballpark, everything's the same.
Yeah.
Nothing changes. I mean, so you could have all this extraneous outside noise, but the moment you walk in a clubhouse door and then on the field, it's the same everywhere.
Mm. So you feel that calm once the game starts? Just the preparation's all the same?
Oh, yeah. I feel pretty good about the games. Something, you know, I've been doing it for a couple of years now. So there, you get to the point. It's almost like a player. I mean, I think you just grow into those moments as a player. Yeah. Also, they become more comfortable, not in a complacent way, just more comfortable to do these things. So I think having done this for a while has really helped me to become that person.
I want to ask you a question. About 10 years ago, you were kind of at the forefront of all these shifts around baseball, and you guys seem to do it less here with the Chicago Cubs. What's the reason for that?
I think that in general, my observation is there's not as many left-handed pull hitters that there was in the American League East at the time we worked over there. I just, if you think about it, you look at St. Louis, maybe Moss as an example, you really got a shift on him.
Mm-hmm.
But go through the entire division, which we play almost half of our games against. We just played Milwaukee. They're primarily right-handed, and they're not just heavy pull. So I think it's been the product of the teams that we've been playing against more than anything.
Gotcha.
And then on top of that, what permits our defense to play at such a high level is the weak contact elicited by our starting pitching. Our starting pitching has been unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
So we talk about we convert more balls and plays into outs than anybody, even though we don't shift as much as everybody else. But when the contact is weak, your defense gets bigger. When the contact is hard, your defense becomes smaller.
Joe Maddon, are you ready for your morning cup of Joe?
Please.
Got some lightning around?
I've already had it, but I just made my second one.
All right, Peyton Manning or John Unitas? I know you're a
Johnny
former U. quarterback.
Johnny U, absolutely.
Because of the high tops, Johnny U?
Western Pennsylvania also, no
there
doubt.
There you go. What do you like on your bagel?
Cream cheese, but I do like the cinnamon raisin bagel.
Favorite author of fiction?
Pat Conroy's got to be number one.
Oh, yeah.
Beach Music, Prince of Tides, Lords of Discipline, I read them all.
Yep. All right. Favorite are Frosted Flakes or Captain Crunch?
Woof. I'm a puffed rice guy, actually, believe it or not. I didn't eat those. I was all about puffed rice.
There you go. How many times have you seen Bruce Springsteen?
At least five. I mean, I'm not a nut. I saw him first at Lafayette College in the early 70s.
Wow.
Last time I just saw him in Phoenix during spring training.
Early 70s. Yeah. Your favorite album of his?
The Wild, the Innocent, East Street Shuffle,
there
by far.
Katy Perry or Betty Rubble?
Oh, Katy.
Really?
Of course.
Betty Rubble, no?
Yeah, Katy Perry, sorry.
All right, Slap Me Some Skin or Pound It Out?
Wow.
That's a tough one.
That is a tough one. I'd say Pound It Out.
There you go. Deep dish or thin crust?
You're in Chicago. Thin. I know they get upset with me all the time.
Day game or night game?
Poof. Night. The game was meant to be played at night. That's why they invented lights.
Favorite stadium other than Wrigley Field?
Other than Wrigley, I'll tell you, Pittsburgh. I really like PNC.
Yeah. Biggest fear. What's your biggest fear?
Biggest fear is probably oversleeping a day game.
Joe Madden, have a great day.
Always great to see you, brother. Thank you, man.
The Houston Astros Radio Network.